Big Man and Little Man. The stars were his seamen, they say. He was really big, so big that he filled up the entire world outside the world, everything there was. There wasn't room for anything else. If he looked around from outside the world, he saw the world inside, and he wanted to be in it, get it pregnant with himself, or maybe he wanted to eat it, get it inside himself. But he couldn't get there. He could only see it backwards. So he made some people to go there, to go across. He made a little man and sent him across inside the world, but he made him with his head on backwards. Little Man went across, and he didn't stay. He came right back, complaining, "I don't like it there," he said. So Big Man put him to sleep, and while he was sleeping made a thing like a woman out of dirt, out of red adobe, they say. It looked like a woman. It fooled Little Man when he woke up. Big Man said, "Now you go there and breed." So Little Man took the thing and went back inside the world. He fucked it, and it made copies. He kept doing that until there were as many of him as mosquitoes on River of the Marshes, as many as spiders in autumn. More than anything except maybe sand. All the same, no matter how many of him there were, he didn't like it there. He was afraid. He didn't belong there inside the world. He had no mother, only a father. So he killed whatever he was afraid of. He cut down every tree he saw. He shot every animal he saw. He made war on all the people. He made guns to shoot flies with, bullets to shoot fleas with. He was afraid of mountains and made mashers to flatten them. He was afraid of valleys and made fillers to fill them up. He was afraid of grass and burned it and put stones where it was. He was really afraid of water because of the way water is. He tried to use it all up, burying springs, damming rivers, making wells. But if you drink, you piss. Water will come back down. As the desert grows, so does the sea. So Little Man poisoned the sea. The fish all died. Everything was dying then. Everybody was poisoned. The clouds were poison. That stink of poisoned things, dead people, that stink was strong. It came outside the world. It came there and filled it up. It filled up Big Man's nose, that stink, and he said, "It's nothing but corruption, that world." He turned away then and went away, farther outside, clean gone. He had nothing more to do with anything. When he was gone, there was some room left. A buzzard came out of that empty room. A fly came out of it. A coyote came by, sniffing. All that dying and stinking, the Death Eaters smelled that. Ah, they began sneaking into the world at night. Condor and buzzard and vulture and raven and crow and coyote and dog and maggot fly and blowfly and maggot and worm, they came sneaking around, creeping around, eating the dead. They took that dead meat into their mouths and swallowed it. They made it food. There were some human people along with them. Maybe there were some people who had been there all along, hiding. They had lost that war. They were weak, dirty, hungry, no-account people. They must have been born with mothers somehow. Some of them were women. They were so hungry they weren't afraid to eat carrion with the buzzard and dung with the dogs. They weren't afraid. They were too low down, too deep inside. But they were cold. They were hungry and cold. They made houses out of rubble and bones. Inside those houses they made fires of bones, and they asked the coyotes to help them. They asked for help. Coyote came. Where she walked, she made the wilderness. She dug canyons. She shat mountains. Under the buzzard's wings, the forest grew. Where the worm was in the dirt, the spring ran. Things went on. People went on. Only Little Man didn't go on. He was dead. He died of fear. A note on the backward head people. The awfulest ghoul of the valley was a human being with its head on backwards. Backward heads populated ghost stories. In popular tales, they lurked all about the poisoned lands and at the brink of polluted waters. An imagined glimpse of one would send a child screaming from the woods. And not without reason, for the most fearful of the white clowns of the sun was the unearthly, tall, thin, silent Wryneck, who walked backward and looked forward. In formal drama, for a character merely to look suddenly around over the shoulder was a bad omen. Owls were respected for their supposed ability to defeat the baleful influence of the backward-head people, probably because owls have the same talent for looking straight behind themselves. These figures of lore and superstition seem to have been the literalization of a metaphor. In the region of the Na Valley, especially to the immediate south and east, there had been some very large and recent events on the geologic scale. Earthquakes and shifts along fault lines, vast subsidences and local elevations, all of which had, among other effects, left most of what we know as the Great Valley of California a shallow sea or salt marsh, and brought the Gulf of California on up into Arizona and Nevada. Yet even such changes had not effaced or obscured the effects of older human events, the traces of civilization. The people of the valley did not conceive that such acts as they saw and felt much evidence of in their world, the permanent desolation of vast regions through release of radioactive or poisonous substances, the permanent genetic impairment from which they suffered most directly in the form of sterility, stillbirth, and congenital disease, had not been deliberate. In their view, human beings did not do things accidentally. Accidents happened to people, but what people did, they were responsible for. So these things human beings had done to the world must have been deliberate and conscious acts of evil, serving the purposes of wrong understanding, fear, and greed. The people who had done these things had done wrong mindfully. They had had their heads on wrong.